Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Tzadid Amud Aleph. We're holding on Tzadid Amud Aleph, 11 lines on the top, Amud Aleph Mordechai L'Ravashi. So it says Rav Mordechai to Ravashi, V'amil Ravacha L'Ravashi, Natashema, I'll bring you a rayu about whether an Eid Echad has Nemanus when it comes to being matter a woman to marry Lashuk, to be matter Shemeris Yavam. An Eid Echad comes and says that the Yavam died, and now the woman is free to marry Lashuk. So the rayu is from the Braisa. The Braisa says that Eina Isha Nemanus Leimer Mesi Yavam Isha Enase. A woman, the woman herself, the Shemeris Yavam herself, is not believed to say that her Yavam died, that she is now free to marry Lashuk. She's also not believed, V'loi Mesa Achaisi Isha Kanis Labesa. She's not believed to say that her sister died, that now she's free to marry her husband or her ex-husband, whatever the case is. Now it's mashma that the woman herself is not believed. He nidolei mehemna ha'idachad mehemen, but someone else that's also an individual, an eidachad, wouldn't have nemanas. You see, arrive from here, an eidachad's neman. To which the Gemara says, no, I'll prove it to you that you're not supposed to be medaik that from the braisa. Well, tameich, if you're going to be medaik, isha is not neman, but an eidachad is, so then aim a seifa, look at the seifa where you're going to have problems. It says in the seifa that ain't ish neman. That a man is not believed to say that his brother died and now it's mutter for him to be miyabim his wife. And a man is also not believed to say that his wife died, that now he's free to marry her sister. Who knew Dulay Mehemun? You're going to be medayik the same thing over here, that he's not believed. But an Eid Echad has Nemanis. Why would Chazal give Nemanis to an Eid Echad? By a woman, we understand why Chazal would be compelled to give Nemanis to an Eid Echad. Because if not, she'll remain in Aguna. She can't have a second husband, so she'll remain in Aguna. But why would we be mako by a man? He can anyways just have a second wife. So why would we be mako by a man to believe in Eid Echad? Allah must be that you're not supposed to be medayik this. And when the Braisa says that the woman's not believed, really who had in Eid Echad is not believed to be matter to marry Lashuk. So why does the Braisa specify the woman? The reason why the Braisa specifies the fact that the woman doesn't have nemanus is to teach me a chiddush b'das Rabbi Akiva. I might have thought that since Rabbi Akiva holds it as a mamzer from Chayvei Lavin, so therefore ima chayisha akol kula dezara v'daika. So maybe we should say that we could give them manas to an Eid Echad. Maybe we should give them manas to her that her yavam died, because she knows that if she is not telling the truth and she marries Lashuk and they have children, the children will be mamzerim. So therefore she'll for sure be very careful before she says that her husband that her yavam died. Kamash Malan, then no, we don't give her the benefit of the doubt, and we do not give her an emanus, but we don't give any Eid Echad emanus. Rava Amar Eid Echad Nemun Biyavama. Rava Paskin is that we do give an emanus to an Eid Echad, and he proves the Mikavu Chaymer, because Lister Kari Sitarta, Lister Lavo Kol Shekain, if you use an Eid Echad to be matter an Eishas Ish, who says that her husband died, but we didn't say Yam, so then Kol Shekain, we could use an Eid Echad to be matter Shemeres Yavam to marry the Shuk, which is only a potential Lister Lais, I say. Amar Le'ud Merabun L'Rava, however, a certain Rav said to Rava that he asked Matechiach, no, she herself, the Yavam, the Shemeres Yavam herself, the woman herself will show you, not like your Kavu Chaymer. The Lister Kari Sitarta, when it comes to an Eishas Ish, she is Nemud to say that her husband died, even though she is an Isser, potential Isser Kares. We give them manas to the woman. Whereas Lister Lav La Yitarta, and yet you don't give them manas to Nisser Lav, which is Taka the truth. We do not give them manas to a woman who says that her Yavam died, like we just had in the Braisa before. So what's Taka Pshat? Why don't we, if we give them manas when it comes to Kares, why don't we give them manas when it comes to the Lav? The Kavan is in the Sanyo Lili Daiku Mitzvah. It's because we can't trust her when it comes to Yibam, because maybe she just has something against her Yavam. But so who adin Eid Echanami? The Kavan is in the Sanyo Lili Daiku Mitzvah. When it comes to an Eid Echan as well. Even though we use an Eid Echad when it comes to Neishas Ish, that's because we rely on the fact that she'll be Daiku Mintzava. But when it comes to being matter to marry Lashuk, so then we're Chayshish that maybe she just doesn't like her Yavam and she's not going to be Daiku Mintzava. The Mishnah had concluded that Zem Medrash Darish Rabbi Elazar ben Masya v'chulu. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Masya made a drasha that in the case where a woman's husband went away, and Eid Echad tells her your husband died, she goes and she does kedushin, not nisuin. All she did was erusin with another man, and then her husband comes back. So the halacha is that she's mutter to her original husband because she never did nisuin, and she doesn't even need to receive a get from the second man. Let's say the second man gives her a get, she does not become pasul lakuna because it's not a get. She's not he's not her husband. She's an Kedusha's Ish. So the Kedusha was never typeface with the second man. I'm Rav Yudah Maran and Rav Blasa ben Azmasi Darshan from the Pasuk, V'isha Grusha Me Isha Lo Yikachu. And the Kain's not allowed to marry a woman who's divorced from her husband. But in this case, it's not her husband, so therefore she's free to get remarried. I'm Rav Yudah Maran, Havali Lo Rav Blasa Lamidrash B'Marganisa Udarsh B'Chasma. There's a much bigger gem that Rav Yudah Maran and Master could have Darshan from this Pasuk, and instead he Darshan the small little Drasha. What's my Marganisa? What's the gem you could have Darshan? The Tanya, it's the Drasha that's made from in the Braisa. The Braisa Darshan to the Pasuk, V'isha Grusha Me'isha, that the Kayin's not allowed to marry a woman who's divorced from her husband. It sounds like even if Afilu Lo Nisgarsha Ela Me'isha, even if she's only divorced from her husband, she becomes Pasuk Kahuna. What does it mean to be only divorced from her husband? Her husband gives her a get and says, you're divorced, but you're still not allowed to marry anyone else. So such a get is Pasuk. But says the Pasuk that even though the get is Pasuk, such a get is going to pass a little Kahuna. Even though she was only divorced from her husband, she becomes pasul Kahuna lo yikachu. And it says the Gemara, filu in this garsha lo miyisha psul Kahuna, she becomes pasul Kahuna. Vahainu reyach aget the place of a Kahuna, which is the concept of a reyach aget. Sometimes even if a get is not a kosher aget, but lemaisa it has a reyach aget, there's some resemblance to a get, and that's enough to pasul or Kahuna. And that's a gem that you could have darshan, that Rav Blasa ben Masi could have darshan from this pasuk.